I was gonna ask you about fruit trees or an orchard of some sort. Were there ever a lot of fruit trees or an orchard on this farm?
Well, it was just apples, huh? We didn't have no cherries or nothing, just apples.
I see. And were there more trees than there are now?
Oh, yeah.
Where were they?
They were all where the garden is now. Oh, that's all trees. That's all trees that were there.
I see.
And we had plums. Yeah. And when we came here, there was plum trees in front of the house, too. There was all trees in front of the house. Four of them. Yeah, there were three or four plum trees in front of the house.
Why did you take those down?
We didn't want them.
When they run the road.
They run the road, they took them down. They buried them.
Oh, they took them and they widened the road.
They widened the road, so yeah. That was all gone.
So we had to get rid of them anyways. And I didn't like all them trees in front of the house.
Mm. It was dark.
Yeah. So we just left the big one there. Mm-hmm. And then there was about 5, 6, and there was around the edge of the garden, and then there was a big one in the middle of the garden right there. Mm-hmm. A big tree right in the middle. We took that down too, that was in our way. You know, when they worked the land, they always have to keep turning around the tree.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a mess, and apples in your garden all the time.
Yeah, well, I think they wasn't going that far then at the time.
No, because we extended so much. Every year we always extended.
Apple too?
Oh, we had a lot of apple trees here. But now all they are, they're wormy.
Oh, really?
All wormy apples.
They didn't used to be wormy when you were
young? Oh, yeah. They always have wormy. I don't know. If you got to spray them. Yeah. But that, we don't take time for that.
Well, though you spray them, it costs more than
than the apples.
My apples. Did you ever grow tobacco on your farm? Mm-hmm. How about sugar beets?
No. Just to eat. Just for us to eat. A package I planted. A package of beets. That's all I planned. Just for my own use. Uh-huh. That's all I planned sugar beets for.
Did this farm ever have an herb garden that you can remember?
Herb?
Herb garden, like.
No.
Not that I remember. And it's in their days, but not mine. I never heard any.
How many cows did you have when you first came here?
4.
Uh-huh. And you have how many now?
First, I got 18.
No, 18.
You sold 3 years, not 2 months ago. It's getting dry, so.
Might have to sell some more.
Yeah.
Terrible, you know. Can't, and there's hardly nothing for them to eat, darn it.
By here, that's $100 a ton.
That's what it's going to be, they say, in winter.
Same winter, yeah. Further off to sell the cows and sell the heat and the oats.
So then what, will you buy them back later when you get a good year, or how will that work?
Sure.
Yeah. You don't retire, yeah. Because you could almost retire now.
Can work out,
How old
sometimes
are you?
Sometimes it's last year. 63.
Mm-hmm.
I like work, though.
You like working on the farm?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Still working here.
Have you ever worked off the farm?
Well, yeah, I used to go chopping, combining. And all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you did that, did you do that with some relatives?
No, my own machine.
It was just yourself.
Yeah, the little combine I had here in the yard, and I got the chopper, and the tractors. I got everything I need.
You have everything to go around. Who would you go to?
Well, no, since so it's been five, six years. What was the last time I went in combined for Francis? 3 years ago? 4 years ago? Since then I quit.
Mm. So 4 years ago is the last time. Is Francis a relative of yours?
No.
No, he's just
a neighbor?
I used to go around combining for the neighbors. Well, yeah, I went for Julia 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why would you combine for them? Don't they have their own machines or what?
No, they didn't.
I see.
No. Now I quit all that.
Where do you sell your milk?
Right here.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
And did you used to sell eggs there?
We used to have egg man come. A truck from Algoma that used to come. Jacobowski used to come. Yeah. Jacobowski from Algoma used to come and pick our eggs. And then we'd go to store with them. Sometimes we could take 30 dozen and we'd go to store.
Yeah, we used to go to store.
Store of Ankenitz and Brussels there.
Yeah. In Brussels.
Did you sell those or did you trade those for other
people? For our groceries.
For groceries.
Yeah, we'd go with 30 dozen and we'd come back with more groceries with 30 dozen years back than we
come
out.
Wow,
it takes $30. No, $30 and $40 to go to store.
Yeah, how much were eggs?
The eggs were very cheap.
You had the back part of the car full.
32 cents, 35 cents is the most.
35 cents a dozen?
Just about it. Oh. It was a darn cheap, but the groceries were so cheap compared to now.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the stores, they didn't have the help they got now either.
No.
Taking all the stores they got. You're taking merchants here in Brussels. How many is there working here? 15?
Oh, yeah. They're working there. Takes a lot of
them used to do it all themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when Simon Marco was there, they used to, he didn't hire anybody. Mm-hmm. He used to do it him and his wife.
Do you think that one of your children will take over the farm?
No, I don't think so.
Don't get so careful.
Darn it.
Somebody tried and then they...
I'll put it on your neck a little bit. Oh, oh. I don't have it in there.
I ain't going to stay too long no more because I got to be at the bank around 1:30.
Oh, okay. Whenever you need to leave. Yeah. Okay.
If there's any, there's anything you'd like to know.
When I get warm like that. Oh.
You know, if you want to know who were the first, well, before Frank was here, maybe Frank LaGrave would know.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah, we thought maybe we could try to talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, do an interview.
Yeah, talk to him now because he's in good mind, yeah. Oh, because he's old. He's in the 90s.
Oh, he knows. I think he knows. He knows what he's saying, yeah.
I think now he knows, yet.
He's 91.
He's pretty spry yet for his age.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lemons, you know, I don't know if she knows too much.
Or she
knows maybe some
think
of her
I don't think she'd know what, who was before
no.
They bought the place here.
No, because she always said she got a nice year. Because he had a story one time on the paper of Frank Gregory, you know, what he was doing all this time.
Hmm.
So,
did
I
you
don't,
say?
We got a plat book here, but I don't think it's not old enough for that.
Mm-hmm. Did you mention last time we were here that there used to be a blacksmith shop or
shoemaker upstairs?
Yeah.
That was before Frank.
And doctor,
that was before Frank's dad.
And he used to stay at three families in this all day, don't you?
Three families plus the doctor and the shoemaker?
That was before.
Before that.
The doctor and the shoemaker, that was way before.
Was that their office like up there or did they live up there?
Well, they used to have a, I think they live up there because they
used to repair the shoes up there.
Yeah, because my grandma used
upstairs.
To grandma used to come from way from the moor. And she, well, you know where that is, the moor, no?
Mm-hmm.
Where she went down there?
Yeah.
The moor. Well, she used to come on foot to repair her shoes, yeah.
And then there was Dr. Lafontaine or
Lafontaine
or Lafontaine.
He's the one who lived up here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the one that
built the
house
or
what.
They were staying here.
Well, did he practice medicine there or was this just where his family lived?
That I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. I think.
I only heard that there was a doctor and it was Frank Gregory's wife that told me.
Hmm. I suppose they rented out to those people.
I suppose.
I wouldn't know.
And then I knew there was, after they left, I guess, then there stayed at three families in there. Mm. The graves.
Do you know who the three families were?
Well, there was Florian and Alec and Frank.
Oh, and they were all the graves?
Yeah, they were three
brothers.
Three brothers.
And their wives
and
children.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that must have been a lot of people at one
time. They didn't have too many children then at the time.
No, but they still had maybe two each, maybe, huh?
Maybe one or two each.
Well, you just figure. And there was only one, two, three bedrooms upstairs.
That would be at least 12 people for that, right?
And there were two bedrooms downstairs, that's five bedrooms. I don't know where they come along. Because ours is food already, just what I came with. And married with Dan Mutter already.
How many children did you have?
I got six. I got three with me, yeah. But one is...
But they're working
out. They're, well, he's working out, and the other boy is with us.
How old is your youngest child?
She'll be 17 October,
I see.
The girl.
She's in high school?
Yeah, last year.
Are you from Sturgeonby?
No, I'm from Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay.
Oh. I just had one question.
You wouldn't know Noel Wendricks from up in Green Bay?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh.
Where did that name there, but I don't know where it's from? Where do they live in Green Bay?
Oh, there's some on the west side, there's some on the east side.
There's Harry Duke.
How about Wendricks?
Wendricks, yeah.
Well, we can let you go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go. But...
This is too much. I got it.